This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Danny, where are you? There's a little bit of background noise.
Yeah, I'm actually in the local cafe, a place called The Daily Break, and I come here, you know, every couple of days and hang out in the cafe.
Do you, mate? Like, don't you have a job to go to, Danny? So, sorry to pry, but what are you doing in the cafe every couple of days? That sounds like a pretty good life.
This is my job. We're planning a church.
Yeah.
And we're just trying to do something a little bit different. And so I hang out in the community.
Okay. So are you saying that you're trying to plant a church in that cafe? And you're in Glenmore Park, is that right?
Yes. Yeah. Part of Penrith. Not specifically trying to plant a church in the cafe.
Mm-hmm.
We're just trying to get to know the community, get to know everyone in the area. Eventually, one day, we might actually do something in the cafe that's a church. We've already had discussions with the owner. It's just really just getting to know the neighbourhood, getting to know the people in the neighbourhood and being known.
This sounds like a bit of a different model for setting up a church in an area, Danny. Am I right? So normally a lot of people would go to a building that already exists or maybe use like a school hall. But you're trying to, build relationships first and then out of that might come some kind of church family?
My wife, she always says to me, what are we doing? When are we going to start? When are we going to move into a building or something? Yeah, that's one way of doing it. But our way of doing it is to move into the area. And so basically like a missionary, get to know the area, like I said, get to be known, and just develop relationships. Yeah, it is different. There are some people that have done it before. If you look on the internet, there'll be various people saying it's not church, it's not right, it's not how you do things. But honestly, we don't want to be your standard Sunday church.
What would you like to be, Danny, and why are you taking this approach?
I've been in the ministry now for just over 30 years, and I've seen how people in the church are. I'm a little bit jaded, like a lot of church people, and there must be something more. One thing that you always hear in the church is something like, we're called to be in the world but not of it. But what I find in my years of ministry, the church has removed themselves from the world, and so they're no longer in the world, but they're definitely of it. They definitely have done what we shouldn't be doing, what Jesus even talking about not being of the world. We develop churches, a lot of times bring the bad stuff in, the stuff, we're friends now. I often said to them about coming to church, and they'll say to me, we won't come to your church, and I'm fine with that. But what I do tell them is, that's okay, as long as you don't mind me treating you like you're part of my parish. Now, that word parish, basically I want to treat the whole community as part of our church already, whether they come into a meeting that we do or not.
Why, Danny? What's driving you to do that?
I just want to get to know them, and I want to show God's love to them however I can.
Is that the end game for you, or is there more?
Well, the end game, honestly, is to introduce Jesus to people, the real Jesus. Not the churchified Jesus, not the religious Jesus, but the real Jesus. The Jesus that came to where we live, moved into our neighbourhood as a human, just to get to know us. The end game is to introduce everyone to that Jesus. And yeah, I say I don't want them to... I do want them to come to church, where they do come to and be part of our community. But I don't want it to be bait and switch. If they never come, I'm not going to cut them off. But I do want them to eventually come and be part of our church.
Be part of a community of followers of Jesus.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Jesus basically called us three relationships, up, in, and out. So it's up, relationship with God. In, that's relationship with our spiritual community, our Jesus-following community. And then the out, and our relationship, you know, to the outside world. And if we can focus on those three things, I think that's how church should look like.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.